Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Your hair looks so cute, by the way.
Thank you, Jillian.
God, how long has it been?
5 weeks.
Your hair looks cute.
It grew out. It grew out fast, though, eh?
No, I like
it. But Chloe's she's the master, man.
I think it looks so cute.
She just started hacking into it, like, you know what I mean? You know how she does that?
Cho-Cho Banks. Yeah.
Thank you for the lovely treat.
Oh, my God, Manis, I'm so discombobulated.
We noticed.
Have you ever just, like, no matter what you do, and I keep thinking, like, okay, Jillian, on some level, you're creating this chaos. And on some level, I am, right?
We do create our own.
Right? But you're like, come on. You know what I mean? It's just like chaos, dude. Chaos.
Okay. What happened?
Well, it's not even funny. Like, I wish I could make it funny. It's the same shenanigans. And it's like just too much kind of going on at the same time. And so, like, this weekend, it was our anniversary, Lou's kind of belated birthday because they were at Heidi's parents at spring break. It was Easter, my mom comes over for Easter, right? And you know my mom, so we're juggling all that, like Lou's birthday party, we're trying to kind of have one night on Friday, you know, to just have our anniversary, like we're kind of just, it's, but you're doing so much that none of it's good. It's like, okay, Friday night, well, my mom can watch the kids and then we'll spend Friday night together. But then tomorrow, okay, birthday party. So
Friday night for my mom to watch the kids, literally, right? I'm like, this is how you feed the jellyfish. This is how you feed the koi. This is how you feed the bird. This is how you feed the rabbit. This is how you feed the pig. Here's a graph. Here's a drawing. Everything's pre-made. Everything's labeled. This is how you feed the dogs. This is how you feed the chickens. This is how you let the ducks out. This is how, I mean, and it's like, this is how you feed the tortoise. And it, literally, it's a novel that I've written.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you have jellyfish?
Oh my God.
What is it? You're not doing a 7-day thing.
What's a 7-day thing? You sting yourself every day for 7 days?
7 pounds. Oh my God, we went through that.
What are you talking about?
Will Smith, 7 pounds, the movie. We went for family Christmas movie night, and it was the most depressing, where he kills himself at the end with the jellyfish.
How did he kill himself with the jellyfish?
Oh my God.
Oh, it stung
him. Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. In a nutshell, Will Smith, him and his girlfriend are driving. He's very accomplished, very rich. Right? He's texting while he's driving.
When
he's texting while he's driving, he runs into the other road. He kills a family of seven.
Ooh.
So he spends the rest of his time that he has, that he's going to, by saving seven people. One he gives his kidney to. One he gives his whatever. And at the end, he has it all, the law, and here's the ending. Spoiler alert.
We already told
this. He buys a jellyfish. He goes into a tub of ice.
Okay.
Puts the jellyfish in the tub. The jellyfish kills him.
Okay.
But because he's in the ice, all his parts can be used for other people. So he gives someone his eyes. He saves someone.
What a weird movie.
Oh my God.
So weird.
We walked out. It was like,
why did he kill himself with a jellyfish?
Because that way all his organs could be preserved.
How odd.
Oh, my God. Pass the turkey. Could we have a cool turkey sandwich while I just stab my eye? It was so depressing. Anyway, back to your jellyfish.
No, it wasn't quite like that. no. Heidi has this weird obsession with jellyfish. I don't know why.
Careful with those, Jill.
No, they're like little blobs, teeny little blobs. And for years, she bought this tank, right? This weird jelly online, mypetjellyfish.com. And Jesus. And it was in the garage. And like when we were going through all this stuff at the farm, she dug it out of storage. And for years, I'm like, you know, this one, don't do this one. This one don't do. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah. I don't think you should do. Anyway, three of them show up. Two of them are dead because, by the way, they came in the... Hold on. Wait, okay, what? The what? Oh, the mail. They show up in the mail. Two of them are dead. It's a whole thing. You sat and then put the jellyfish and then the water, and she doesn't know how to change the water. No one has salt water. Do we go to the ocean? Anyway, this thing is living. She goes out of town. Guess who ends up dealing with all of it? Me. Cody and Nicole. It's living in a vase in ocean water with a handmade aerator because the tank broke while she's away.
I'm sorry.
On the kitchen counter. How did I get into the jellyfish thing?
You made the whole list of what to do.
So I'm like, you've got to feed the jellyfish, the scoop, and you got to dilute the food until
don't
the
put the roses
tank.
In that vase.
Yeah. No, for real, right? So we're dealing, okay. So all this, so we get to that, and then we go, and then in the next morning, I'm like, we got to get home because we got to feed everybody, and then we got to get ready for
Did you at least have sex on your night out?
Yeah.
Okay,
there was that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So there is that.
Yeah.
There was that.
Without the jellyfish.
With no jellyfish, no.
Well, at least you had sex.
Right, I know. But then we get, okay, then we go and we get ready for Lou's part. And it's just like crazy chaos, mm-hmm. right? And my mom's cat decides to do her fourth disappearing act.
I've told you.
No, she, the cat.
Oh, the cat came to her.
No, Mama, I don't know what happens to the cat. I'm like, where's the cat? Under the bed. Mom, the cat's not under the bed. Right? My mom, by the 12th hour, my mom's like, she's been eaten. She's been run over by a car. I'm like, Mom, we've been through this four times before, right? My mom and the cat were all out in the middle of the night. Now I'm on the roof looking for this cat. Cut to at 2:30 in the morning. My mom put a bell on her. We hear the bell drop. Duke's like, woo. I don't know if she was in the fireplace of my bedroom. She reappears. The next day, we have this new kid working with the horses who took our car for 12 hours. Wasn't answering texts or any messages. We finally got the car. The horses weren't fed. It's a whole, like, then I have, like, all this stuff to do today. Like, I'm like, what? I keep saying I'm going to simplify things, but it's just not that easy. It's not like, how am I supposed to stop my mom's cat from being Houdini? How do I calm my mom down when the cat's been gone for 12 hours?
It's because you are constant. You know what it is? Here it is. You're constantly bringing stuff in. You got to just put the brakes on and just say, you know what? We have enough here. Let's all just calm. Heidi's not allowed. Take away the visa. She's not allowed to order any more animals online. Okay, just take that away. Let it just let it be, in what you have.
Yeah, but they need a home.
I
they have an entire seven oceans of homes.
Yeah. Oh, that jellyfish! I told you that wasn't me.
And the guy with the horses, okay, that's a problem.
Oh my God.
When someone's hired with the horses, that's a problem.
But we've had nothing but drama with those guys. Nothing but drama. The first one shows up and I find out like, oh, he's, you don't even want to know. It goes on and nothing but drama. The crazy girlfriend who's called the police. It's just a whole.
Okay, you know what? You hire a woman.
I didn't hire him. He's not my employee. He works for my horse trainer. She's dealing with, it's a whole, mama.
Okay. I'm just
a woman, I know. It's been nothing but drama. And I'm like, okay. You know, I do create like a lot of this drama because I have so much stuff that I, you know, kind of take care of. I get it. You're not wrong. But you end up having so much, you know, then this morning I've got a staff call. Then I got to call this guy about that and Aqua Hydrate. And we got to get the social strategy. Then I got to call my sister. And then we got to do this. We already are late on our plank challenge. I mean, it's just, it's... Oh my God, and then Lou and the summer school now and this and that. It just doesn't stop.
You know what this is called, Jillian? This Mm-mm. is called life.
I don't have a moral, though.
What do you mean
I'm trying to find a moral to the story. And it's not even funny.
There is no
it's just
it's
all
life.
A disaster. And I don't, my mom's like, don't go telling the story about the cat on your, you know, and the thing, so I can't,
show.
Right. So I can't truly tell you the whole story. Because it was so ridiculous.
I think we know.
Right.
I think we
well,
know.
I've done it four times.
I know.
Four
I could find,
times.
I could find it and just replay it.
Four times. I'm like, Mom. You know, and she's gone. I'm like, she's not gone. I know that you're trying to comfort me, honey. But sometimes bad things just happen. I'm like, nothing bad has happened. The cat is fine. It's hidden somewhere in a wall, in a teacup. It's somewhere. No, it's been 12 hours. Sure enough, it reappears.
It was out at Coachella.
Yeah, Catchella. That's where it was. It went to Catchella.
Catchella, just down the street.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to sing.
You don't. We'll just end it here. We'll start another segment.
Okay.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything.
So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
About these jeans.
Why? They're stretched jeans. I had to move into the stretched jean territory because I've gained the weight. It's weird. It's weird being at this time in my life where I've been in such control of my body. Always maintained. I was 135 for 30 years. 135. Mm-hmm. Just all the time. 135. And then
136.
And now, I'm 136.
And the stretch pants come out.
And the stretch pants. Hey, it happens, man.
It's
telling you.
It's the stitching.
Yeah, it's got stitching on it.
A little too.
Yeah, but you know what?
Wrangler.
I don't care. I like them.
No.
And I don't care what you think.
Comfortable for air travel.
Comfortable for air travel. That's right, Jake. Thank you very much. Yeah, but don't care. You know why? Because I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N.
Not in those jeans.
Well.
Those are like True Religion from 10 years ago.
Nope. I just bought them not that long ago.
Where? From Ross?
Nope.
Not that there's anything wrong with Ross Shoppers. Come on over here.
Why? I can't move. My headphone cord isn't. Check it out.
See? Yeah. No.
You know what? Right. You're not wearing them. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It does matter because I have to know you.
Why?
Why do I have to know you? Because the podcast listeners like you.
I'm just saying, I'm wearing them. I feel happy in them. They're comfortable, so you don't have to worry about it.
I do.
Do I have to worry about what you're wearing?
No, because I know that this doesn't look good. You don't know the difference.
I do.
All right, nice. Are we ready? I get it. Two. A snappy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Diet myths. Oh my gosh, I can't anymore. I don't understand. Diet and nutrition and fitness needs to stop being trendy. I cannot take it anymore. It needs to just be science-based. I'm willing to deal with any new information based in science. But I cannot deal with like these charlatans and this baloney and this misinformation that I've gone over and over and over. There is no such thing as negative calories, Manis. No.
Oh, then I have okay.
No.
Keep talking.
So people think like you eat greens and it's negative calories, like it burns calories to eat it. That's not true. I call it free food because there's so few calories in it, and it does require some energy to metabolize it, and it's loaded with fiber and phytonutrients. So I say, go ahead and go crazy, eat as much of it as you want, because you could never gain weight eating a bunch of green vegetables. And if you eat, let's say, spinach and kale and celery and peppers and this and that and the other, it will help fill you up and you'll eat less food. But there's no negative calories. There's no such thing. You don't eat celery and it burns calories. No, no, and no. Late night eating does not make you gain weight. Too many calories make you gain weight. If you eat 2,000 calories in one sitting or 10 sittings at 10 p.m. or 1 a.m., it doesn't matter.
It just makes you uncomfortable.
It's the quantity of your calories and the quality of your calories. Eating schedules do, however, make us eat less or more. That's why it's best to eat every 4 hours so you stabilize blood sugar. Oh, my gosh. I can't, Manus.
Would you tell me when I can talk here?
Not yet. Oh, is it relevant?
Yes, it's about calories.
Oh,
we have two questions about calories, and since we're on the topic, we can put them in this segment rather than create another segment. So
all right,
you go ahead.
Ketogenic diets. I read about this one on I Love Science, Sheep Science.
One of my favorite websites.
Yeah, ketogenic diets are not better than other diets. There is no diet that's better than other diets. There's no such thing. Calories, food quality, the only real diet. The only true diet should be don't eat fake food and eat. And of course, obviously, you want to get as many nutrients as you can. So sure, like pomegranate seeds, 20 calories of pomegranate seeds are better than 20 calories of a Charms sucker. Mm-hmm. Of course, for your overall health and wellness and anti-aging and supporting the expression of your DNA. But it doesn't. There's not one diet like, oh, this diet's going to burn more fat than that diet. There are no fat-burning foods. There's no such thing. There are foods that will help balance your hormones, sure. There are foods that can boost testosterone and HGH, but still, it's not about a food that quite literally melts fat, like grapefruits. No.
But don't you think we're getting there?
No.
You really don't?
No. I constantly see, like,
that surprises me.
There's always a new generation and a new generation full of, like, just people who are full of crap. Mm-hmm. And then I see like young girls that are like, oh, I love hot whatever because I'm detoxing. I'm like, you're not. You're sweating.
Yeah.
You're not detoxing. You're not. You're compromising intensity. You're dehydrating your body. You're losing electrolytes. But you're not detoxing. No, you're not.
And can't you really not actually detox? In the sense of
your kidney and your liver and your spleen,
right? But that's
do
more
help flush out absolutely toxins in the system. Alcohol is a toxin,
right? But liver. I mean, yeah, you can drink the waters and you can drink like at whatever, but you can't get it by sitting in a sauna.
No, you can't sweat out toxins.
Just like a massage, toxins aren't released into your blood.
No,
that's
well,
what they say to you.
No. But think about, have you ever worked out or you're getting a massage and it's kind of like your muscles are like a sponge. So you can have a response to too much lactic acid. And when you get a massage or what have you, or you're working out and you feel like nauseous and you haven't worked out for a long time. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, like you can have a ton of glycogen in your muscles that you haven't burned through, stored sugar, and you burn it too much. Your lactic acid goes too high. It makes you nauseous or sick.
Okay.
It's just like when you haven't worked out in a really long time, right?
But it's not technically considered a toxin.
No.
All right. Let me throw these carb things at you then.
All right. Hit me.
Hi, Jillian. Can you explain carb cycling? I find it a bit confusing. Is it safe and effective? Thanks. Nika.
Okay.
Carb cycling. Have you ever...
I do carbs 3 days a week and then I don't do carbs. That's the same thing as a ketogenic diet,
okay.
Right?
All right.
So the theory behind a ketogenic diet is you throw yourself into ketosis and you have to burn this fat strand to get to this thing called like a polyol. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was a glycerol poly, whatever the hell it's called. And so in order to have enough fuel to run your brain and it I remember talking to a bio... biochemist about ketogenic diets like 15 years ago. The bottom line, honestly, is that to lose weight, I can't, there's not, it's like, have you noticed there's been the ketogenic diet, the freaking paleo diet, the vegan
diet, Burt's diet, I know.
Don't eat chemicals. And obviously, try to eat more plant-based foods because they contain more phytonutrients. And there's no carb cycling. It just, it doesn't. Then I put myself in ketosis. It's just not. Okay. There's all no right. re. No.
Okay.
No.
Last, since we're on calories, here's from Karen. Here's Karen.
Doesn't matter.
My question is, should I eat back my exercise calories?
Only if you're trying to maintain your weight.
Okay. There it is.
So that's the only if you're trying to maintain your weight.
She said it seems counterintuitive to do so, isn't it creating a calorie deficit? Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
No, if you're in weight maintenance, then yes, you eat what you burn in a day overall. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to lose weight, then obviously no. That'd be the last thing you want to do. But I can't stand it. It makes me insane. Or like, to work out on an empty stomach. It's you burn more fat. It's like you have a compromised workout intensity. It's not about burning. It's about, because you don't have the blood sugar available, so you burn more fat. No.
Jillian, everyone's looking for the magic. Everyone's looking for magic.
But it's simple.
I know. You're right.
And every now and again, by the way, yes, someone does come out and say, hey, you know, we should be squatting below parallel. And as long as your heels are on the ground and you maintain this angle in your shin, and then your patella tendon, and we'll be okay. And then we're engaging more fibers. And it's like, all right, fine. You know, we advance over the course of the years. Sure. You know, people expand on their knowledge and what have you. But when you get in, a grapefruit melts fat and green tea, it's just, God, it just sweating detoxes. No. I saw this woman in the gym the other day, and she drives me crazy because she's like skinny and strong, right? Skinny is the wrong word. She's fit. And like, she just does everything and I could fix, like, she back squats. So she puts a barbell on her back, right? On her, like, her traps, and she squats. And she gets, like, just almost to parallel. And then when she comes up, which we'll talk, I won't compromise this. The bottom line is, because I want to talk about a squat in another show. But the bottom line is, like, she could be squatting below parallel if she front-loaded the weight. Put the weight in front.
Yep.
Or used, let's say, a Smith machine or a spotter or something. And I'm looking at it, you could get a greater range of motion, which is better than you doing more weight than you can handle with half range of motion. But
I know you always respect some.
I just want to go up to her and just say, can I just have a half an hour of your day? Can you just, like, not be offended and let me fix this for you? It drives me nuts.
Why don't you just walk by and do this? She's there. You're walking by. I just go, you know, you can get a very range of motion if you
do this. I'll purposely do a front-loaded squat in front of her so she can see my range of motion in the event that, like, her hips or her Achilles don't have the...
She's got it going on. She wants to do her own thing.
To try to get her to do it? Because it's just frustrating.
You know what?
Me.
If I was in the gym with Jillian Michaels, I would do what Jillian Michaels did.
I could say, we'll go to the gym. This is how we're going to fix this. We'll go to the gym and I'll start doing a backloaded squat.
And I can say something?
You can say something loud enough that she can hear it.
If she's got a great range of motion and she's, you know, then okay, fine. But I'm like, why don't you do like a goblet hold, or why don't you do like a zerker or whatever squat.
That's
where
what
you,
I do.
You put the bar across, right, and you can squat much deeper. Yeah. I just think she could be so much more efficient. Frustrates me.
I know.
Because she's functioning probably off of the, like, don't squat below parallel. And it's like, actually, if you can keep your chest up and you can keep your heels planted firmly on the ground and you can get, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get that good range of motion. It drives me. Anyway,
here,
I know I'm on a thing. I know.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You guys tore open my bag of Luke's lightning bolts. Sent me a box. Let me tell you. Sometimes being as famous as me has its perks.
Oh, my God.
I got a box of Luke's lightning bolts bigger than that car out there. Right, Nicole?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my new car.
Where?
This one right here, right in front of us.
Oh, you have a white car.
Oh, is that bad? I've always had a white car.
You had a white car before.
Uh-huh.
You have a white car.
I'm a girl.
Oh. Is it a problem to have a white... What is it with white cars, white cats? Everything is bad if it's white,
no,
right?
No, men.
Oh, Aaron's got the white cat, huh?
And a white car.
Aaron's gay.
He is so
you.
Straight.
That's Nicole's boyfriend, and he's gay. Speaking of gay Aaron...
Yes.
Today, okay. Right, Nicole dropped a bomb on me. Uh-huh. It's the beginning of the end. I've said, listen to me. You need to leave gay Aaron now. Yeah. And you need to just be alone for a while, focus on you. And then when you're ready, you can meet the right person. So it was like my brother was looking for somewhere to live, right? And you would know why he was looking for somewhere to live had you let me tell my I'm Too Famous story, but you shit all over that. And it was good. That's okay. So he's looking for somewhere to live. So I said to her, you should move in with my brother. And she said, what did you say? No. And she said, I can't because I'll have to be around you all the time.
No, that's not what I said. I did say
then,
I needed boundaries.
She needs boundaries.
I needed and boundaries.
Then, you know what she said to me this morning? She said, I'm moving in with Aaron.
Are you?
Which I is am. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. Again, he's not gay.
Gay.
You're moving in with it? Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big step.
Yep. No.
Are you guys taking your relationship to the next level?
Mm-mm. I feel like it's not the 1950s anymore. But no. Just
yes,
in
you
together.
Are. No, Janice is right.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't just, you don't just live together just Mm-mm. because it's cheap. You Mm-hmm. live together because you're making a more of a commitment in your relationship.
It's a little bit of that. But I mean, we're together all the time anyway. It's more of a hassle just to keep going back and forth for one of us.
I call bullshit.
You too.
We live right down the street
from
each other.
No, but you know what? No, when people say, oh, no, it's just so much more convenient. If you're doing that for convenience, it's the wrong reason to do it. If you're living together just for convenience.
Get the let out, Manus.
Well, I'm just saying. That's
bare your teeth.
That is a poor excuse.
Get the claws out.
I know from, believe it or not, I know from experience.
I almost
do
did
not
it
live
because...
together for convenience.
Yep.
I know, but the difference between yours and my situation is you guys were only together for a couple of months.
But she's also straight.
We were doing it for money reasons too. Is she straight?
Which is a huge mistake. I told you
that. No, we didn't. And I'm every time I look back on that, I go, Jillian was so freaking right. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that didn't happen.
And where's that one?
Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
Things have been bumpy lately. Yeah. But she's around.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can talk about some other. I don't want to be in the hot seat right now.
No, but Nicole's in the hot seat. Aren't you glad that you didn't move in?
Absolutely, beyond glad. I'm mm-hmm. so happy. That would have done so many bad things for me. But I'm in a way different place than Nicole is. So
Janice,
I want to hear this
that's
out.
That's what I was getting.
Janice
there.
Is back to the 2-month-old Valentine's candy that she shit all over when I brought it in. Meanwhile, she's gone back to the well like 5 times now.
I'm just saying.
She tore my Luke's lightning bolts bag, elbow to a-hole, wide open.
These. I love nuts and chocolate together. Oh, I'm eating on this podcast.
Breaking the rules that we
once
were
again
all...
breaking the rules.
I'm just saying we're listening to Nicole tell her story of why she's doing this, and I thought I would enjoy it.
It's a mistake. Uh-huh. Are you going to marry him?
I don't know.
Oh, wrong answer.
Is the answer supposed to be yes? Is the answer
the
supposed,
no? supposed to be no?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if I ever want to get married. Like, do I have to make that decision now?
No, all you millennials think you're not going to ruin your lives like the rest of us that came before you, and you're going to. You'll get married, you'll have brats, your whole sex life will become rote and miserable.
Wow.
You...
wow.
Well, I don't think I want kids
Let's
either.
Let's put that mirror away here for a while.
You'll have to schedule sex just like the rest of us. And then your brats will never, like Phoenix the other day goes to me, Mama, I do not appreciate when you call me a brat, because I'll say, like, where are the brats? You know, like, joking around. And he's like, I don't appreciate that at all.
Good. Good for him.
Yeah. And I go, okay. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Does it hurt your feelings? He's like, it's not nice. said. I go, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm just playing around. He goes, well, it's also not funny. And I was like, all right, I won't call you Brad.
Did you tell him at the same time to not call 50-year-old women hairy vaginas and kiss my sweaty
hairy
balls?
Hairy vaginas? What are you talking about?
What?
What did Phoenix say to me a couple of weeks
ago? He
didn't
call you a hairy vagina.
He said, kiss my sweaty balls or something.
No, he said to me, suck, this is, well, okay, so yes. Phoenix and I have a swear off every night before bed. I give him 1 minute to get it all out of his system. And I also feel strong. And by the way, he never swears ever out of the house. Like, never. He knows the rules.
He said to kiss.
Talking to me, though. He's in the car with Heidi. He doesn't, he can't visualize a podcast. No. He said, suck my hairy balls.
Yes. You said, do you have anything to say to Manus?
No.
Go ahead, say it to Manus. And he went, suck my hairy balls. And I was like, wow.
Every night, I give him like a minute. He gets 1 minute.
To say, suck my hairy
balls.
No,
just say whatever he wants.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's not awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, Nicole?
Every night. But I give him 1 minute. I'm like, you can have 1 minute. And I feel like strongly, like, if he is going to share, like, a swear, like, I want him to swear in a really, like, creative way.
How about not swearing at all?
Oh, that would be
awful.
That's
not fun.
That's not going to happen.
Boring.
No, but he's a little boy.
No, but he needs to grow up and learn how to use it appropriately.
Well, how about not using it at all? Why is it appropriate?
You swear?
Because it's how our society is right now.
If I swore at 4 years old and said to someone, suck my hairy balls to a 50-year-old woman, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to. I would be so in trouble.
Well, first of all, he said it to me.
Jillian.
I'll find
it. I'm just saying, I don't think, just in a personal opinion, I don't think you should do that.
Which part? He's not allowed to swear with anybody else except me, and he doesn't call names.
But what's
ever.
That saying about you? He's going to grow up stilling you as his mother. Can you imagine?
No, it's
hey, mom, suck my hairy balls.
Every night before bed, give each other the finger.
That's true.
He gives my mom the finger, which makes me so happy.
His grandmother. No,
when she goes,
does she do that?
Good night, Grandma. And
does he do that to Joyce, to Heidi's mom? Oh, she must be mortified.
I tell him to, though. I go, don't forget to tell Grandma you love her.
Jillian.
It's funny. Come on.
No, it's not.
Man, he doesn't ever use it outside of the house. He doesn't call names. He never says shut up. He never says stupid or anything like that.
I think there's something to be said about a safe place for a child to do this, or they lash out.
If you tell a kid no.
Listen to Dr. Spock in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm a very wise late 20-year-old, just so you know. No. I'm basically a therapist.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
What are you talking about?
Where is it? Hang on.
Where do you get that? I'm basically a therapist.
Janice, please listen.
Hang on. Oh. Hang on. I'm fighting it.
My hair's bald.
It's not right.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.